Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's go, E. Inside. Relax your body, baby, and let the ceiling set the vibe. It's 2 in the morning, mom, it's time to let go. And you know I got my beat game going, oh. I'm on the scene, eyes looking like some high beams. Your outfit is driving me crazy from the curves I've seen. This is your everything in one drink and one night. Take it to that place in life and kiss your body with this ice. Eat monster, baby, don't need much time to set the vibe. OG push thing, no for putting it over time. GMF is calling girls that be getting hyphy. Come to my place and poke your light, use the wifey.
Shawty, I wanna know if you come
on. Bow, bow.
Yo, yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of the Monster US Radio Podcast, coming to you live out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and sometimes other places around the US nation. It is Monsterish Monday. It's about time to get this week started. So, hey, we're not going to play with it. We're going to go ahead and jump into it. This is Airplane James. It's called Impress Me. You want to impress me? Hit me up, 563-999-3411. You got the monster tonight. So what you going to do with it? You going to open the gate, let me go? Or you going to pull my chain and hold me back? Talk to me. Let's go.
Ah. Beach looking at drop coats. Oh, and a whole bottle of
there playing James. Okay. He got a nice little groove going. This is where the independent artists or underground artists are above ground and they're making place with the war. This is on the U.S. Radio podcast. You can also check out a 24-hour stream over at MonstarsRadio.com. Don't forget to show love to our sponsors, SoulToMeSpeaks.com, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, and Elite Sway Management. So we're going to keep it moving with some underground artists or upcoming artists, I should say, because they're not always so underground. They're just independently moving around doing their thing with this coronavirus. And this is Mr. Bama, 16 bars for free. Let's go ahead and get it. Monstrous Monday. Start the week out with a roar.
I'm not taking sides. I'm just in the middle. I like one of your pictures. That was accidental. Saw you at the store. How coincidental. And I didn't speak. I ain't fucking with you. Yes, I am free from all that bullshit. And your family. Emails and some dirty texts. This another episode. Take control, take a vote. Should I go and buy a boat just to float all across them love letters that you wrote? I just got off work.
So let's see. Matter of fact, tonight I might dig in my archives some upcoming artists from a little while back when they first released their albums before they had any type of notoriety. We were spinning them here. You dig? This is a spot where we try to expose upcoming artists. That's what our main Takeover Tuesday is about, where you can call in, take over the radio show. This is the only place at that time in the world we believe you can call in, take over a radio show, interview yourself, be your own DJ, and make it do what it do. Where else do they do that on Tuesday nights? I'm not going to wait too long, but I'll wait. It's over. Should I go single, almost single, or almost not single, or talk to me? We going to go almost not single, because during this quarantine, some of y'all almost single. I'm just saying. This is Ara, A-R-R-A. Look her up on all social media and let her know you heard her right here on Monster U.S. Radio with DJ D-Mo.
I guess he said I was the last on the block to hop in his car like a Sade. In his passenger seat acting like he wasn't for me. No better than me. I do better by myself. He only cares about the whiskey he's spinning. Girls checking him. I'm holding up my head like I'm good. Keep it moving. He keeps pulling to the side, saying, "Hey girl, do you wanna came the day that I met you. Real talk, you got me, I can't do. Checking up on you, wanna stay with you. Got a whole storyline on my Snapchat about you.
And I'm almost not
place is slow, but it's fast enough to be more than normal, so I let you play me close, too exclusive. But then came the day that I met you. God had to shine a light on you. I guess I'm dealing with the fact that it's true. I'm falling in love with you.
You got to support the young artist. That's Ara, A-R-R-A. Again, make sure you look her up on social media and let her know, hey, we heard you on Monster US Radio podcast on a Monster Monday. So, all right, we're going to keep it going with the youngins for a little bit. I got two more for y'all. I got a group by the name of Brave, and I also got Brittany Jewels coming up. So let me see what else, what's going on in entertainment news. There's some things that's going on here, as you know, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is where the protest started off with the George Floyd. There's a lot of things going on after everything is starting to clear out, da-da-da. We're going to talk about that. The community really needs to be aware of what's going on. there's a lot of things we got to protect our community, people. Also, update on some things that's going on with the Megan Stallion. If you haven't seen it over the weekend, boom, the internet has blown up over this whole shot her in the foot thing. We're going to talk about coming up a little bit in the entertainment news. But for now, this is Brave, B-R-A-Y-V-E. This is called Couples Anthem. I met these ladies in Atlanta. This right here is a vibe, feel good. This is like one you can invite the OGs to the barbecue with. You did?
Nothing really matters but him, me, doing what we want.
know what it is, but they don't know what it is.
Call me crazy, but I can't get enough of my baby. He ain't going nowhere cause he's stuck on me, stuck on me. All my lovers, if you feel me, come on, sing it with me.
Nobody's gonna love me better.
Couples anthem, something to play at the barbecue and let the kids around, you know? So, all right, check it out. Who we got up next? I said Brittany Jules, right? Right?
What up, Monsterous Radio? This is your girl, Brittany Jules, and you are now tuned into I Love Shoes. Let's get it.
Ladies, it's your anthem. If you like your shoes, get up, rock with us. Brittany Jules, Monster US Radio.
much as it's added, you can't buy them off me. Red bottoms, I prefer them on city. Cause my hair low to my nails, they ride my shoe, feel only wear them twice. Elegant, a way to spike. Better get back, she's with my bike. Yeah, this how I do it when I'm kicking it. Know that I've been getting it. Love it when I'm spinning it.
Brittany Jones. I love shoes. On a Monstrous Monday. That beat just lifted me up a little bit. We're going to keep it moving with another artist who I know. I think they should be getting more play on the radio. Check it out. This right here is Light Skin Keisha. This is called Hey Light Skin. I might like it because I'm Light Skin. Holla at me. Say, hey, E-Monster. What's up, Light Skin? 563-999-3411. Hit me up. I'm about to jump into the conversation here a little bit. You'd like to join me? That's the number. But you got to press 1 to go live.
They like, hey, light skin, what you doing, where you going with your night skin? I'm just trying to chase a chick, don't need no guy friends. Did you kind of spend a bag, or you just sightseeing? They like, hey, light skin, what you doing, where you going with your night skin? I'm just trying to chase a chick, don't need no guy friends. Did you kind of spend a bag, or you just sightseeing? You the honey gang, we get money gang, we your money gang, money man. Hit a 100 things, do the running man, dance on them bitches, leave them dance off. Red bottoms on my shoes when the bitch walk. Hear about it, breaking news, I'm the big talk. Disrespect me, jump a bitch like it was crisscross. Probably got him pissed off, pull up with the business bitch. Bitch, you got a problem with me, fuck it, I'ma finish it. Long hair and don't care, bitch, me looking innocent. Make your nigga come and spend that check until he finish it. Show him how it look, we running it up, bitch, we winning it. Fuck that conversation, ain't no talking without benefits. They like, hey, light skin, what you doing, where you going with your night skin? I'm just trying to chase a chick, don't need no guy friends. Did you kind of spend a bag, or you just sightseeing? They like, hey, light skin, what you doing, where you going with your night skin? I'm just trying to chase a chick, don't need no guy friends. Did you kind of spend a bag, or you just sightseeing? Through the dash though, conversation with these bitches, I don't had those. Situation with these niggas, I don't had those. Told them pull up with that check and had that bad clothes. Period. If you want a bad bitch, then you gotta have bricks. Baddest out Atlanta, representing zone 6. Diamonds in my watch, they looking like some ice chips. Pussy with it, tell it, squeeze on like some white light. Hey, light skin, what you doing, where you going with your night skin? I'm just trying to chase a check, don't need no guy friends. Did you kind of spend a bag, or you just sightseeing? They like, hey, light skin, what you doing, where you going with your night skin? I'm just trying to chase a check, don't need no guy friends. Did you kind of spend a bag, or you just sightseeing?
Oh, no, I'm over here grooving and shit. I got to get back to this music. So, all right, like I said, I got one more to go for y'all, and then we're going to get into my little bit of entertainment news. All right, let me see. This right here is another artist that I like that I think should be getting more more exposure on the radio. It is what it is. This is Breece DeVizz. This is called Jealousy. Y'all know the old throwback with John B and Tupac. No, this ain't it, is it? Yeah, it is. They don't know about us. Y'all remember that? Check it out. This right here, Groove. Rock with me. It's the Monster.
Hit me. I hear that you get them calls on your phone. They leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter. Think they know me to go. Everything she posting, they think that it's you. They don't know. They don't know about the shit that we do. But you know I'm fucking crazy. Fucking around, that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter, they don't know what we found. But every time I go out, boy, I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. But you know I'm fucking crazy. Play with niggas. So why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even gotta say it. Why you care what they say? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. I'm laying whole way. Chill, baby, I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting until I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay.
I'm just saying.
Monsterous Monday. I am one of the Monstars. Other Monstars on their little vacations right now. You dig? So I'm here. It's usually Miss Unbelievable taking control, so I'm going to take over for right now. So, all right, let's see. Let me give me some background music going. But first, just to show my little presence.
Hey, hey, Monsterous Radio. It's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
That's what's up. So, all right, we're going to get into the entertainment news. Big shout out to all our fans or people listening internationally. We love y'all. So, all right, so right now here, as everybody knows, our station is broadcast at our headquarters, I should say. We come from Atlanta, Georgia. We come from all over. You dig? But our home base is here where the whole incident with George Floyd happened here in Minneapolis. Everybody here at Monster US Radio here in the Minnesota office, we've all been to that area growing up and as adults. The riots have took it, the protests which turns into small riots and other things, has come to pass. The protesting, I believe, has stopped. I believe they do still have that area on lockdown. They're trying to prevent the traffic from going through there. The city is trying to get traffic. They're trying to open back up that intersection. Couple more updates. The George Floyd mural that has been globally known that's outside the store has been vandalized. Yes, some people have went over there and vandalized that mural. And the city is upset about that. Let's see, the police station that had burnt down, they're not going to rebuild that police station. They're going to move up further up the Minnehaha. They're going to go further up. That's a whole nother thing that can be talked about, because they're going to spend, at the end of the day, I believe it's going to be like $5.2 million renting a building. They're going to spend $1.2 million a year to rent it. It's going to cost, so that's over three, that they're doing a three-year contract, that's $3 million. And then it's going to take $2 million to update the building to be what they need it to be for a police station. I imagine for the jail, you get it, so on and so forth. I think it might be cheaper just build a whole new one, just build a new police station. But I don't know the numbers. That's something that we can talk about. But anyway, but now, as people know here, the police have pretty much eased up. It's almost like at one point there was no presence at all. Like, there was no police at all. It's like, I don't know. I felt like they were, like, kind of saying, well, you're going to protest against us and what we do, well, then we're not going to show up at all. And if you're from the Twin Cities, you know there's been a lot of things that have changed since then. A lot of people running light. Apparently, right now, you got to protect your family members. You're going to have to, we have to figure out a way to combat this. Apparently, there's a lot of rapes going on, a lot of carjackings going on, a lot of malice going on in our neighborhoods right now. And what are we going to do? I mean, what do we do? We're going to have to start protecting ourselves. What do we do? This is going to be the conversation. So let me know if you got some ideas on what we need to do or some things you might have seen that have happened here in the Twin Cities over the past couple weeks. 563-999-3411. Let's have a conversation. Let's see, there's that. I'm going to let that marinate a little bit, give people a little bit of time, call in. So I'm going to jump back into some more music. Oh, my goodness, where's that song I wanted? Let me see. Let me search this one. I'm going to put 90s. There we go. Mac Wild. Check this one out. Another song I think could be getting a little more play on major radio. Tell me if you feel it. Mac Wiles, you can hit us up at monstarsradio@support.com or support@monstarsradio. My bad.
I was your first prince back in the summer day. I loved me a long time, yeah. You had them daisy dukes that stop a load away. Showing off your bikini line. And I know you got a thing for the young boy. And I know that you fuck with dudes in them fast cars. See what's so bad today when that nigga keep making sweat. got a thing for the bad boy.
And I know, no, 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 that you
fuck with dudes in them fast cars.
That one right there give you a vibe. Definitely give you a vibe. Monstrous Monday, don't forget, brought to you by SoulMusicSpeaks.com. Make sure you go over there. She has, I believe she has 3 books now over there. They got a newsletter you can sign up for. They send you out information. It's really great page, SoulMusicSpeaks.com. Make sure you go over there and check it out, because when you support our sponsors, that's how we can bring you the shows for free. So the next on the entertainment news block is Megan Thee Stallion. She is like not only hot with the music, blazing the charts, getting things going on. Well, apparently somebody blazed at her feet. Y'all know, and I'm probably going to be joking about it. You'll understand why here coming up. Well, as everybody knows, her and Tory Lanez, it was her, there's an incident with her, Tory Lanez, where she was shot in the foot. Some people came out at one point, said she was never shot in the foot. It was just some glass, so on and so forth. They said it could have been over all kinds of things. Well, apparently some things have been said and have upset Megan. I don't really follow Tory's page too much, but I am following Megan's page. So I see what Megan posts. So Megan had posted out, because apparently Tory's people have been posting things about the incident, saying this happened, that happened, like, and it has upset Megan. Megan was like, I was trying to hold back and not tell people what was really going on. I tried to keep this between us, but now y'all want to go out there and put it on blast. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. And she broke down what happened. I'm not going to tell y'all everything. You know, I'm going to show respect and have y'all go to her page, Megan Thee Stallion, on Instagram, and you can find out what's going on. And I guess a lot of it's in the news media as well. So, but the part that I like about the whole story now is, I don't know if y'all seen it, but Bun B has came out and is now defending Megan. Because he's been basically... what he said in his statement, don't quote me word for word, but I'm going to try to keep it exactly how I heard it. Basically, Bun B said, you know, Megan is from Houston. She's a Houston rapper. She was out in L.A. Her mom has passed. Her mom's not there to protect her. I believe her father's passed, not there to protect her. Her grandmother is no longer here, wasn't there to protect her. You understand? So she was out there. She said, this would have never happened in Houston. If you understand, he's protecting Megan. He's saying, this ain't going to happen. This is not cool. And that's what I love about it. You dig? So I'm going to drop a Bun B track right quick. It looks like we got another Monstar checking in with us. And we're going to check in and see what they got going on. But for now, we're going to salute a general, a OG, for stepping up and being like, that's unacceptable. And that's not going to happen. Not in Houston. You dig? This right here is Bun B. This is his track, him and Lil Wayne. Sorry, y'all. I'm getting it. Oh, I feel so bad right now. Oh my goodness, I done messed up the whole vibe. I had it. Let's see, what is this one? It's got like a roster feel to it. Come on, Ed, you messed it up. There we go, Rude Boy.
Yeah, you know.
Don't judge me. Pray for me. DJ E Monster, Monstar Podcast, Monsters Monday. Shout out.
Check out my melody. I got that killer flow, call it lyrical felony. I got more melanin than Melanie. So motherfuck what a fuckboy is telling me. I'm lit so they in hell in me. Since Amila, no man betrayal. No woman, no cry fucker, I didn't feel her. Pasta plantain, take a shot of tequila. Selector, come back, rewind now, wheel up. I get respect on every road that I travel on. Cause mean I deal with the fuckery of Babylon. Them African on me, I'd have died, no lie. So mind them back off when we walk by. Selassie, I come. From the motherland, and it's designed for the mind of my brother man, who put it together, no other man, and we came to tell it to the world, we can't keep it undercover, man, roots and culture, shaped up and sculptured, no you can't have it back, you pussy clod vulture, you're dealing bumba clod business, don't test me now. Cause mine a real shot up, boy, you're not stressing up. Pass the ganja, inhale the flavor. Praise the Most High, boy, respect your savior. Rude boy behavior, second to none. Mind them run when I run, pa pum pum. Selassie, I come.
And you'll be respected. Respect.
Such a rude boy, now me just a rude man. I am not a human, pocket full of blue man. Walking from the stars with me higher than the moon man. Send him to his ancestors, family reunion. Yo, mula, bitch, them no more wrong with me squadron. Them say them some goon with a goon to a goblin. Underground king, little angel, a rasta. She say she a queen, she play games, she play pasta. Tunji got no silly, I'm a Tunji got no million. Them snake on me too brilliant. The fuck with the reptilian. Hit you from your blind side. Got goons in your periphery. Up on be a legend, period. Rest in peace, pimp, I sip for you.
And you'll be respected. Respect. The ways of the old. I have found a room. Have no place for acceptance. The day.
Hear me now. Monstrous Monday. We're here all week. It's Takeover Tuesday. We got Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe, Friday Night Live. But for now, let's check in with one of the other Monstars. What's good, Miss Unbelievable?
What's up? She tired, but she doing it. How's you doing?
Well, apparently, I'm a little perky today. I got me some sleep from work. I'm up, ready to go. Get it? And I'm trying to make a Monday monstrous. So hopefully, I can throw a little bit of vibration, get you some of my energy, charge you up.
It's just that time, you know, it's the start of school, you know, back to work, especially with, like, y'all, I've been off work for, like, I've been off work since March, right? Since March, because March was distance learning, and it wasn't that much. Now, the summertime got here, and I had all the free time in the world from June, July, August. To now. Now reality hits, and now it's like meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting, like 3 hours, 2 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And it begins. And they're all hours of the day. And then I got a second job. Like, who does that? But, you know, working on getting a second job, you know? So, who does that? So, but excited, you know, it's Monsters Monday, and, you know, we do what we do. Got to make them coins.
Right. Well, yeah, sounds like all over the nation, whether they want to or not, sounds like all the teachers are trying to get their groove back. And, you know, then it's just, I mean, I guess really in reality, we got to watch the outcome on some of it, you know, because some people have already started, some people have not. Some teachers are saying they're not going to go back regardless. Until times are safe, so on and so forth. So, and let's keep it 100. A lot of people use, I think, I could be wrong, but in a lot of cases, I think school now is not only an educational thing, but I think for some people, it's more of a place for your kids to be while you have get a chance to get out and get some money. You understand? I'm not calling it like a daycare, but you get what I'm saying. It's a place for your kids to be safe, learn something, get some food, you know what I mean? Looked over while you go get a chance to get out and get some money. So they need that. They need that. Everybody can't just leave their kids at home. Like, everybody hasn't had the chance to train their kids like that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of us are too busy out trying to get that money. We need that. We need the school to open. But can we do it safe? I mean,
well, Minneapolis and St. Paul, they are not. But other cities, like I know Ramsey, they're doing hybrid. And that's when some go in and some you go in for a few days. And then you're out for a few days. And then you have one day where you can choose. So. So it all depends. They're trying to say Ramsey is not as big as Minneapolis and Dakota. So I don't know. I'm tossed between the two because I just know kids can't, and they have to wear their mask all day. And it's hard for me to wear my mask all day. Just imagine a child trying to wear their mask all day. And then, you know, talking about losing it and sharing it and throwing it and playing with it and like we discussed. So I salute the teachers who have decided to take that initiative to go back. But we're on level two and we have to get all the way to level one before we can get back into the school. So I don't know how long that's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take for that to happen, the decline in numbers. They're watching other counties and other districts do it. So we'll have to see. We'll definitely have to see.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
Everybody.
So.
He said you're not.
Oh, no. We're doing district learning. But I have a few. I have to go in next week. We're doing drive-through welcome open house. We're doing drive-through open house where the parents drive through, and you're outside with your gloves and your mask, and you're waving at the parents in the car. Hi, welcome. Hi, zoom off. Hi, welcome. Hi, welcome. Zoom off. Hi, welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to do that for 4 hours. Yes, 4 to 7.
Oh, my.
Hi.
Oh,
welcome.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm laughing right now because it just seems petty as hell. But, hey, it's what you got to do. But I'm going to keep it 100. I wish it was like this back when I had my kids. Because I remember I used to drag. I'd be like, man, I got to go sit with these motherfuckers for a couple of hours and sit and talk about the business. I wish I could just pull out. Hey, what's up, teacher? All right, I'm out. Yo, keep on, keep
and
it moving. You
did?
I got
yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I ain't got time for this shit. I ain't got time. No. Say, wave at your teacher. That's your teacher. Yep, that's him right there. See him? See him? Say, hey, Miss unbelievable. All right, dear. Here we out.
Yep.
See you in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Okay, but yeah. I do hope they figure it out, though, because, I mean, something's got to be done. I mean, how do we integrate back into what's going on? There's got to be some other subtle plan. I mean, I still want to see what these end numbers is going to be on the Sturgis, because that's kind of what's something to watch. They had all those people there, and if they have very, very low numbers of people getting it, I do believe they said people did catch coronavirus at Sturgis. But, you know, I want to see how did that work, because that's the main thing I want to see now. How are things working with crowds? Because everybody's starting to get back and trying to get back into society, where society wants to accept it or not. You know, whether it be bars, lakes, all that other stuff, people are like, forget the cabin fever, we're getting out. And, you know, so, I mean, how is really integrating back into things? Because it has to be done.
Yeah. But safely, how is it going to be done? And is it really going to be done? It's not going to look like it used to before COVID. You know, and I don't and the interesting thing about COVID is it's an interesting virus, because I don't recall any other viruses like shutting things down, like shutting it down.
Right. Even when we had the major season where it was killing people.
Yeah.
Giving them the same thing, pneumonia like crazy. They didn't shut it down. Hey, did you know that apparently the coronavirus has manifested or mutated? This is what I mean. They have a study. I believe it's a guy over in China. Please don't quote me. But there's a guy who had coronavirus before. I believe it was back in the earlier part of the year, 4 months ago or something like that, and he has contracted it again now. And now they're saying the coronavirus he has is a little different than the one everybody else is catching.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to see if I can get more information on that stuff coming up here in a little bit. So, but yeah. I was like, wait, what? What happened now? Tell it to me again.
Really?
Oof. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, did you hear about the officer, the new, the Wisconsin shooting? Yeah,
what?
That's a conversation. Yep, a Wisconsin police shot a man multiple times, 7 times in his back when he was just trying to dip down into the car, and the National Guard has been called. Shot him in the back. Now, they got protests and looting going on. And they got protesting going on here in Minneapolis.
Oh, wow. okay. News flash. And when did this incident happen?
This incident happened this weekend. This weekend. And they just opened fire on him. It happened on Sunday.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll start up again.
Yep. He didn't pass. He's in serious condition right now. But they're whew, it's in Kenosha. So we'll be reading more on that tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday. Because once again, why unnecessary? You wasn't in danger.
Well, we are close to the end of the show. Thank goodness for that, because, man, here we go again.
Here we go again.
I was just thinking the other. I was just thinking this morning. I was like, man, I ain't seen too many police, and then I ended up seeing quite a couple police, like, throughout the day today, and now I know why. Now I know why.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got to... Okay. I gotta get up and start watching this news early. But I be working, you know. I do the third shift. It's hard. But it's hard. I come here for the news. You there? I'm just saying.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you'll get, and you definitely will get the updates because I bring the news,
mm-hmm.
local and abroad and beyond.
I don't know if they like being called abroad, but okay. That was a weak joke.
I said abroad, and
why?
That didn't even work. Sad. Oh, Lord. Good Lord, it's the end. That was terrible. Terrible.
Right. I must still be thinking.
How did you mess that up?
Anyway, let's see. Tomorrow's what? Takeover Tuesday? You can call in, take over, let us know. You can even send in your music. Wow. You can even send in your music. Request your own music. Wow. So, all right. Anything you want to say on our way up out of here?
Be safe. And pray for a change. And wash your hands and love somebody. Tell someone you love them today and tomorrow. How about all week?
There you go. Like I always say, if you woke up today and you did do something monstrous, you still got tomorrow. Tune in throughout the week for the show. Don't forget to go to monstarsradio.com. Check out the 24-hour stream and everything we got going on over there. Go to SoLetMeSpeak.com. Make sure you make a purchase, because when you support our sponsors, that's how we bring you this show for free. So on that note, I'm up out of here. I'm DJ E-Monster. Search me. You can find my DJ mixes online or just go to emonster.com.
Peace.
Right. The show is like, shut up. Get up out of here, fool.
Right? Forget y'all.